Welcome to the Know Before You Go Travel Show, where we share all the latest travel tips, tricks, and insights to make your next vacation the best one yet. So sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, and enjoy the show with Peniak Travel's George Peniak and our senior travel consultant, Janet Peniak.
What is up, everybody?
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back to another edition of the Know Before You Go Travel Show, and we've got a show for you today on this beautiful hump day. Hump Day podcast. Here we are.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
The last Wednesday before daylight savings time ends or starts. I don't know which one.
I can't remember, but I'm just really happy that the sun's not going to set here now until 7:30. So
I think a lot of people love falling back. Like they get like getting the extra hour of sleep.
Just for the one day.
I've switched though. I prefer spring forward.
Yeah.
I'll trade that hour of sleep so I can have more sun in the evenings.
Yeah.
Like it's just too, the winter, it just gets dark way too early. I think now I know why they do it. I've done a lot of research on this, kind of nerded out on this before. It actually was put in a law mostly, a lot of people think it's related to energy. Actually, a big reason was kids were going to school in the mornings when it was dark and they were actually getting hit by cars. This is back when kids used to walk to school. A lot of kids would walk to school. And they were walking to school early in the morning getting hit. So it was like a public safety thing, I think was like the biggest motivating factor. And then obviously there's other, you know, energy and agricultural things. But I think the primary, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm right. I'm telling you, I believe that was the biggest motivating factor is public safety.
Oh, okay.
So people don't have to be walking on the streets at night. Now, that was years ago. Fast forward to today. Is it needed? I don't know how many kids are walking to school.
Arizona doesn't even recognize it.
Yeah, there you go. So
it is really funny. Like whenever the daylight savings time changes, it always messes up like my people in the Caribbean. All the calendars and they're like, wait, what time are you on and what time are you? And it's just always funny. It literally gets messed up twice a year when I have like conference calls with people in the Caribbean. So
because they operate on, they don't recognize it. So it gets them all out of whack.
Yeah, yeah. It gets very confusing. So,
anyways, but it is hump day. It is beautiful. We're still inching closer and closer to spring. Groundhog. I don't know if it saw its shadow. I don't even know what that means, but anyways. It did see a shout. Anyways, we're here. We're feeling good. We're back in the studio on a hump day, and we're going to deliver a great podcast for you today. And I tell you what, I am turning into, for those that follow me on Instagram, you probably see me post once a week about my sleep. And I don't do New Year's resolutions, but if I did, I would definitely be tracking my sleep. So on my Apple Watch, I didn't realize this, there's an app you could download called Sleep Watch. And I now wear my, I never did this, but now I wear my iWatch or Apple Watch when I sleep. And it literally tracks the quality of sleep, how long I slept, how often I got up. And it's really good data. And the last thing I'm going to say about sleep and why this is so important to me is because there are links. More and more information is coming out. I know we're getting sidetracked here. I'll finish my thought and then we can move on.
I'm giving him the finger wheel right now. Like, hurry up.
I know. But
where is this going?
There's a lot of links of a lack of sleep or a lack of quality of sleep to a lot of the, mental diseases that we're seeing later in life, like Alzheimer's and things like that. So I'm like, I got to focus on my sleep. So we kicked the dogs out of the bed. That was step one.
Yes.
Our dogs were sleeping with us. It was just too much. Like we have two big German shepherds and there's just not enough room for
all four
of us.
Well, I mean, I like their snuggles, but yeah.
Not me.
Okay, time to get into what the podcast is going to be about, since George decided to ramble on there.
I've only been rambling for a few minutes, but yeah, okay, I will stop. Some people said they like it, so thank you for letting me finish my point.
Not in the very beginning.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. You're the boss. I just work here.
So, let's...
what are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about Atelier Playa Mujeres again, because if you listened to the show in recent weeks, we went back there for a second time. And
a lot had changed.
Yes, and a lot has changed. And we actually have had a few people message us like, hey, are you guys going to like do an update to that podcast and your thoughts on the resort and everything? So here we are. We are going to talk about it. We last visited there last summer. And then, and so that is summer of 2022.
That was our first visit.
That was our very first visit there.
Not our most recent.
Right. And then the most recent time was the very beginning of February of this year, 2023.
Yeah. And so what we did is we went to Secrets Moshe for 3 nights first to check out that resort. That was Secrets' newest resort, which I know you guys got the full deep dive on that podcast. And now after that, we went immediately from Secrets Moshe right over to Atelier, met up with some friends, had a really good time for 3 nights. But I'd say the biggest difference in the resort we saw a year ago versus what we saw to most recently is they got rid of the family-friendly side. And yep. Now the entire, I guess you can say, complex, if you will, is all adults only.
Yes.
And kind of changed the vibe up a little bit because now there's a lot more. You have more options for pools. There's a lot. It felt like a much more grand resort, and certainly you have more restaurant options, more pool options, more swim-up bar options. We got a lot to cover because they essentially doubled the size of the resort, in my opinion. If you're an adult, I mean, you got double the space now, right?
Well, the studio, yeah, the studio was smaller. I think it was only like 190 rooms, I want to say.
Okay.
So it wasn't nearly as big. But now this brings the total room count for all of Atelier to 593 rooms.
Okay, it's a good size.
Yeah, so it's a good size resort. I mean, as far as like aesthetic changes, there really wasn't much at all.
Yeah,
that was different.
I don't think so at all. I mean,
except they got rid of the few little water slides that they had on the studio side.
Yeah, they had a couple. They added a swim up bar that wasn't there, I believe. That swim up bar that was,
no, that was there.
That was there. That smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe that was there, but definitely they got rid of those the kid slides. There weren't really much when we were there. Kid things to do, anyways. I think they were kind of phasing it out a little bit, but there were definitely families there. There were definitely kids there. What I did like, and what I think is like a note for your travel tip, if you go here. The restaurants on the, you know, the main side of the facility, the Atelier that's always been there, always, you know, they're busy. That's where a lot of people are going to dining. There are a lot of restaurants on the old studio side that weren't busy at all. Like, for example, right. If you want sushi, obviously there's an Asian place at Atelier. You can go over to the now it's the old studio. They also have a sushi restaurant that we just literally walked in with no reservations.
Yeah, well, at first they did. He said that they didn't have anything available, but then he got us in. So that was one of the biggest things that I really wanted to talk about because there was a lot of talk and feelings about their new dining reservation system.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this.
Yes. I like it so much better. I cannot tell you. It is 1,000 times better than it was last summer.
Yeah. We ate pretty much everywhere we wanted to. We did not have any issues.
So the difference is...
Yeah, explain the difference.
Yeah, so last summer, what we had to do, and we've been in the regular rooms when we've been there, so not the Inspira Club. So last summer, we had to go down to the dining reservations desk every day, and then you could only make your reservation for like the very next day. So that was kind of frustrating because we could not get, you know, everything that we wanted. But this time with the new reservation system, our friends arrived there the day before we did, and they could make all of the reservations for the whole week that you're there. So we did not have any issues with that at all. I mean, you know, the very first day, like, that you're there, can you get the most desirable time? No, but you can always go down to Mercado, and, you know, they have a really good tacos and everything down there for dinner. But I thought it was so much better than it was last summer.
Yeah, I agree. That process was much smoother, and I enjoyed having those extra options on the old studio side.
Yeah.
Like, we went over there anyways, but, like, you know, we like adults only. Like, you know, when we travel, we don't necessarily want to be around kids, although we don't like kids, but when we travel, we just like adults only. So it was really nice having that option on the old studio side to be able to go in there and just pick from additional restaurants and, like, just being able to walk up into those places and just not have a reservation and get in. Very, very cool. And also, I want to say real quick on this resort, a very unique perspective, I think. Our friends that joined us, you know, we travel all the time, right? You and I go multiple times a year at all-inclusives, and, you know, we can be very harsh critics of them because we've seen, I don't know, well over 100 all-inclusive resorts. They are far less well-traveled as we are.
This is only their second one.
It was their second all-inclusive resort, and they were just amazed by not only the quality of the food and the drinks, but the rooms. And it was kind of like, it's kind of refreshing to hear their perspective, because like we get almost so used to it because we see it so often. I almost feel like sometimes we downplay the quality of these resorts. Like I remember our friend Sander, he said he could not believe, he's like, dude, they came into turndown service.
Yeah.
They put my slippers out like at the foot of the bed so I can just get out of bed and put the slippers on. He's like, they come multiple times a day to turn your room. This is crazy. He could not get over the fact that housekeeping came multiple times throughout the day to spruce the room up, fix the bed. And to me and you, that's just like a little factoid that we've just been used to, or a little service that we've been used to that we don't mention on the podcast. But to him, he's like, dude, this is incredible. He just thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, it was a really cool perspective from them, you know, younger, maybe newer travelers that, you know, I don't want to say like aren't used to it, but they're just not used to it, I guess. I don't know. Right. Was that not interesting to you? I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. But
it kind of reminded me a little bit like, wow, this place is really cool.
Well, I was going to say, I just absolutely love this resort. We'll get into like the meat of, you know, everything and just kind of go through it all. But I just love that place. And I want to go back again in the fall.
I'm in the early, for our fans of the show, I know we have a lot of fans of the podcast. I'm in the early, very early stages. And if I can pull this off, I want to, but I would love to do a spring 2024 Peñac Travel charity golf tournament at Atelier Playa Mujeres next year. So
stay tuned. George has a lot of projects going on.
I'm working on it.
And that is all his.
I'm working on it. We're going to get some, hopefully some group rates, and we want to raise some money for a great charity. We have a couple, you know, animal charities that are close, near and dear to our heart that we like to raise some money for. And what a better way than travel, play some golf, raise a little money for charity. And honestly, this resort has something for everybody. I think it's a great spot to host a charity golf event. And then you guys can come hang out with us, experience the resort. It's a great value, great golf course too. And it's something I'm working on. I've already kind of emailed our rep and like, hey, how can we put this together? So stay tuned. I hope I can pull it off. And message us, let me know, DM us on Instagram or shoot us an email. Let us know if that's something you'd be interested in going to, the 2024 long weekend Peñac Travel charity golf tournament. You can hang out at the swim-up bar with us, play golf with us, and raise money and save some doggies. Does it get any better than that? Speaking of dogs, our dog's in the podcast studio, absolutely shredding up a dog toy.
Yeah, so if you...
We're trying to stay focused here.
Yeah, if you
good
hear...
Good Lord.
If you hear a few groans, they're in the podcast studio, so I apologize.
One's got a cone on her head. She looks like a satellite dish.
Yeah, she's...
She's probably got DirecTV going on or Sirius XM radio going on in her... With that big old thing on her head.
Yeah, she's been a conehead for a few weeks now. She messed up her foot. So
yeah.
Anyway, back to the podcast. So now that you mentioned swim up bar, so let's talk about the beach and the pools. So lots of different options for pools. And one of the things that I absolutely love about this resort that is very important is all of the pools are heated, including the swim out pools, like for the Inspire rooms.
Yeah, that is a very nice feature. Again, I talked about it with Moshe. It's really hard to find that. Believe
surprisingly.
It or not. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think it's hard to find, but these large pools, I mean, some of these pools at the all-inclusive are so big, I think it's very costly for them to do that.
Yeah.
But when you find it, it is so nice. Because then you like, you know, it, and again, in the winter, especially in Cancun, it's still warm out. Don't get me wrong.
It is, but like over Christmas this year, they had a few days where the high was only like 65 degrees, which that... is very rare that happens there, but you want a heated pool because think of what that would have done to the water temperature.
It felt like bath water. It just felt so good.
Yeah.
And I'm a cold-blooded person. I guess what I mean by like I'm cold-bodied, like I get cold very easily. And you and I are the exact opposite. Like you like it. You stay warm more. Like you want to be cooled down.
Yeah.
I don't like overly cold temperatures. I like to be warmed up. So I loved it. It felt like bath water. And I'm telling you, when you're sitting there, you're getting out of the cold weather of wherever you're living in the United States, and you're down in Cancun sitting at that swim up bar drinking, and the freaking pool water feels fantastic.
And
sun's
shining. January, February, yeah, it's nice.
It's like 78 degrees, and you got a cold margarita in your hands. Does life get any better?
Yeah.
I mean, you only live once. Go down there and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the pools at this resort, so you have on like the old or normal Atelier side, you have one long pool, which we've mentioned before, that it's like the biggest pool with two swim-up bars that we've ever seen.
I think it's the only pool I've ever seen with two swim-up bars in it.
Yeah, there's one at each end. So
it takes about 5 minutes to walk from one end to the other, especially if you have a drink in your hand.
Yeah, so so love the pool. We did not have any issues getting chairs around it when we were there in early February. And then there are there's another pool on the old studio side that you would have access to. If you're in Inspira, then you get access to the rooftop infinity pool. And then there's also
a beachfront pool
with a swim-up bar that's like super quiet. So we actually got to sneak over there one day.
There
literally was nobody there. There was absolutely nobody sitting over there. So we went over there one day, and the bartender was probably like, you know, well, they're not supposed to be here, but I don't have anybody over here, so I'm just going to let them.
Yeah, like your room key, they give you like a little bracelet for your room key, and it's colored based on like the room category you have. So we had the color that I can't remember what it was, but it was not the Inspira Suite color, which is their club option.
Right.
We had the normal color, but I think they were like, yeah, no one's even here. So the bartender's like, please tip me, come over and enjoy this, you know, beautiful swim-up bar no one's sitting at. So we were like, sure. We jumped right in. And I really enjoyed that because it is quiet.
It is gives very quiet.
You, like, if you really want to have like a relaxing stay, and the other side's very relaxing too, I would say on average, this resort is probably right in the middle as far as like liveliness from if you went to your most rowdy resort and your most quiet, it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
But having that little haven of quietness there, if you really want the seclusion, you're definitely going to get that at that pool. Like, it was really super chill. Super quiet. You can see the palm trees from the beach. You can feel the breeze coming in. You're right on the beach pretty much. But that was one of my favorite kind of afternoons, like just chilling there out of our stay, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yeah. And then we tried to go back the next day and there was people there and then they kicked us out.
Yeah.
So they do enforce it.
Yeah, they do enforce it. I was like, well, we're travel agents. You know, we're just trying to get a feel for this. And the security guard had none of it. So I tried.
Yeah. But... It was a very nice pool. Now, let's talk about the beach for a second. So this is located in Playa Mujeres, which is north of Cancun. I get asked a lot, how's the seaweed? Because Mexico, unfortunately, over the last couple of years has just had problems with it. So generally speaking, this area does not get as much seaweed as like the hotel zone and then, you know, further south. There was a little bit, but not bad at all.
Yeah.
The beach is beautiful. If you want like a nice long beach for like that's great for walking, it's perfect for that. Because I mean, you can walk miles on this beach.
Yeah, and you can actually see Isla Mujeres across. I don't want to call it a bay, but like it's on the horizon there. It's not too far. So you can actually see the resorts on Isla. And I would say it's probably 2 miles off the coast, roughly, if I had to guess, maybe 3.
What, Isla Mujeres?
Isla Mujeres.
Yeah, something like that.
It's off on the horizon. You can see it, though. But the water there in between Isla Mujeres and Atelier, I mean, I was shocked how blue it is. I mean, it did.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Some of that water, when the sun's hitting it at the right, you know, right time of day, can look like crystal clear, like almost remind me of Exuma, which is shocking. But anyways, like, you can get some really good water down there.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. For the most part, the beach is pretty calm. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the kind of ocean that you can go and just float in like you can at, say, Secrets Acamal. But it is still a really beautiful beach lounge at. And they have great beach service out there, too. So.
Yeah, I've definitely seen, like, more, you know, I guess, rocky beaches. Like, it's probably average when it comes to, like, just floating in the water. Like, I bet on certain...
It's not as rough as the hotel zone can be sometimes.
Absolutely. So. On certain days, you can absolutely chill in that water.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, where are we going next with this?
So let's just jump back to, well, we already talked about the food. So atmosphere and activities and things to do on resort. So that's one of the cool things about this resort is they have like a daily list of activities and things going on. And it's everything from, you know, water aerobics in the pool to a tequila tasting class, pottery making, a painting class. Like, they have all sorts of things to do throughout the day.
Yeah.
So if you're one that, you know, doesn't just want to sit around the pool or on the beach and just drink, there's a lot of other things that you can do there.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a lot to, like, we saw, like, the painting thing going on where they're doing painting classes, tequila tasting. By the way, their tequila that you can get there, they have a variety of tequila. Jose Cuervo 70, which is, like, one of our best friend's favorite tequila. You can just, part of their package. Oh. So, like, their tequila is really nice. You're going to get high-end tequila included with the stay. So if you want to shoot high-end tequila, you're going to get it at this resort. And then going back to the activities, you know, I did a little activity. We were playing pool volleyball.
Yeah, and they had pool volleyball as well. Yes.
You know, I jump in there. I'm way too competitive. I'm like, oh, I want to win. And I'm like the worst teammate because I want to win. No, I take that back. Actually, I'm probably the best teammate because I want to win.
You are sometimes overly competitive.
I just like to have, I don't know why, I just, it's fun.
I just sat in the corner of the pool and drank margarita.
You never play pool volleyball with me.
Yeah, because I'm 5 feet tall.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't work out.
You waddle out there and you play like a champion.
No, I'm good.
It's vacation, the entertainers, the like pool entertainer guys getting everyone going. There is no height limit or minimum or maximum to be a great pool volleyball player. And I can say I'm almost undefeated.
Oh, really?
No, I don't keep track.
Okay, I was going to say, if you did keep track of that, that would kind of be ridiculous.
But it is fun. My point is they have activities, you know, they have that going on during the day. And honestly, like...
And the entertainment, too, during the evenings. They usually had, you know, some sort of live music somewhere. One night they had a beach party. And then we've never made it to the nightclub there on both of our trips, but our friends made it there the first night.
They were out to like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, they were up until like 3 a.m. and then they ordered room service and everything. But they had so much fun and they said it was like hopping and there were lots of people dancing and everything. So
yeah, and it's really cool because like I go back to, as I said earlier, like we get so used to this because we travel a lot. And, you know, they were like, this is like the nicest resort they've ever been to, they said.
Yeah.
And when I sat back and thought about it, I'm like, you know, it can definitely be that for a lot of people. Like yes. It is.
Well, and if you compare where we went with them last year too, which it was a great place. I'm not going to say it, but it is just a big difference.
Yeah, I agree. Totally different experience. And I mean, they were wowed. It was fun. It was fun to like hear the reaction and watch them just having fun enjoying the resort. It was cool.
Yeah. But I want to say like in terms of, you know, atmosphere and different things going on at the resort, this resort has something for everyone. You know, like I said earlier, if you want to just lounge on the beach, you know, it's perfect for that and just relax. Or if you do want a lot of activities, then it's perfect for that too. And, you know, they also have great nightlife too, whether that's the nightclub or the rooftop pool area that is just for Inspire guests during the day. But everybody has access to that in the evenings. That usually got hopping in the evenings. So there's something for everyone at this resort. I think it's also a really good option for a destination wedding too, just because it prices out very well, which we'll get to in a little bit. And again, something for everyone.
Yeah. And before we get to pricing and a couple other comparisons, we're going to squeeze in a quick commercial break. One commercial, 30 seconds. We will see you guys on the backside. All right. We are back. Thanks for sticking with us. Yeah. No, I can't agree more on how great this place is for groups. I mean, we just had a group of four and it is just like, there's something for everyone. The service is just like unbelievably consistent and high quality every single time we come.
Yeah,
there.
I was going to say we had great service when we were there. We had great service when we were there last time. I'm always honest with you guys on the podcast. I've gotten a little bit of a complaint about it and seen a few others around the holidays. And I just want to mention that, you know, during the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, this is all of the resort's busiest time of year, absolute busiest time of year. And so I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying like that's part of it, that a lot of the resorts just get overwhelmed. So, you know, you might not get as quick of service as, you know, you may get at other times, but it's just know that they do their best and it's the busiest time that you can travel. So
I think that's a great point. Like if you're reading reviews out there,
yeah, and I'm not saying like that it's bad service. I just mean like, you know, it might take you a little bit longer to get a drink because there's more people there. So
yeah, I think that's all it is. Like if you're reading reviews online and listen, you've heard our stance on reviews online. It's hard. Everyone's travel experiences are different. Everyone's baseline's different. Like, it's really hard to read a review online and you know, hold that weight as gold in your opinion. You know, I think it's honestly, I think it's best to work with a travel agent, spend to a lot of different places at all different times of the year. But I agree, of course, if you're traveling at the busiest time of the year and you're reading a review that happened, you know, right out and the review says, yeah, I was there over Christmas. Well, yeah, they're probably at peak capacity.
Yep.
You know, it's really hard when they're at 100% capacity. Not a lot of the resorts are always at 100% capacity. I think when you travel, I don't know what the average occupancy rate is at an all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean or Mexico. I'd guess on average, it's probably 80, 75%. I can't see an average being above that. Sometimes you'll travel above. We've been to places like, yeah, we're at 60%. We've been to places like, yeah, we're at 90%, you know?
And I remember like 6 days after COVID going to Unico 2087 and they were at 10% occupancy.
Oh man, that trip to
Unico.
And
that was actually fabulous. So
it was, we had the whole resort to ourselves.
Yeah,
it was,
there I think 40 was, people there.
There were 40 guests and they still had like almost every restaurant open at Unico.
Yeah.
Unico was fantastic. We got to go back to Unico.
I like, know. It's hard to believe that's been almost 3 years. So
I enjoyed that trip so much. Yes. I think this is a very comparable resort to Unico.
Yes.
If we're going to compare, I mean, we should probably do a resort debate on this one or like a resort comparison.
Yeah.
I think they're very close. I would give the beach, definitely the beach edge is going to go to Atelier.
Yeah. I mean, the beach at Unico is pretty, but there's just like rocks right when you walk out. But I mean, it's still a beautiful beach.
It really is. Yeah. It really, it's just a little thinner. Yeah.
So we're not going to talk about Unico though. So back to Atelier. Food though, let's get into the food. I still think it, for an all-inclusive resort, it is absolutely outstanding food, I would say. Very high-end, and it would definitely be, it's still in our top, what do we say, like seven of foodie resorts in Cancun. So
I think it's definitely, top seven in Cancun.
Or maybe it was overall.
Top seven.
I can't remember what we did, but yeah.
I think it was the top seven food all-inclusive resort. I mean, I'd put it, I mean, it's definitely top five. I cannot think of four that are above it. So I'd give it in the top five for food.
Yeah, it's really, really good food.
It's very authentic. Like the experience you get there at their restaurants. Another thing I really like about the restaurants, a lot of them had a bar. So if you want to sit at the bar. And to touch on the service again, I'm thinking about the restaurants. They had the sports bar, which I love. I think more resorts need to incorporate the sports bar. And when we sat down for the sports bar, the bartender made us a drink immediately. And then someone else, we're sitting at the bar. The bartender's taking care of us. Someone else came by, like a server came by, and brought us chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Like, remember that? Like the bartender could have done that himself, and we could have waited. But the waiter that's not even serving us went out of their way to make sure we had our chips and salsa as quickly as they could.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a nice
touch.
And,
you know, just speaking of bars, which this place has a lot of different bars that you can choose from, but the lobby bar is probably my favorite just because I think it's beautiful. I love the smell in there. It just smells so good in Atelier.
Oh, it does.
But like, they also would bring you snacks with your drinks.
No, I agree. And then sometimes in the evenings, they'd have like a guitar player out there at the lobby bar. And the lobby bar, this lobby, for those that haven't seen our video, by the way, go to our YouTube channel. Check out the video on this resort.
We did not make a new one.
Yeah, we didn't make a new one.
Because we just did it last summer. So.
Yeah. But when you walk in, the lobby bar, it's like a three-story lobby at least.
Yeah.
And so very high. And the lobby bar sits at the back of the lobby. Like as you're walking in, it's in the very back. And there's just floor-to-ceiling windows that looks over the pool and the resort and the lush greenery and the ocean. And it is just beautiful. And I love that bar.
Yeah.
And like there's other bars to chill out. Like there's the club. They have the mixology bar that's there under the string lights.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, I just like the lobby bar.
I go back
to the lobby bar in a heartbeat every time, and they give you those little snacks. I like the snacks you get. Again, little touches that not every all-inclusive does, they kind of nail it all.
And I have a little touch when we get into the rooms that I want to mention, but we get asked this question a lot. Well, it looks like the resort is very spread out and it's far from the beach. It is not that far from the beach. I would say if you were in the lobby to walk down to the beach, it's maybe, depending on your pace, like a 5 to 7 minute walk. It's not bad. Now, you know, if you do have some mobility challenges, I would say it might not be the best resort for you because it is, you know, larger. But it does not take as long to get out to the beach as it may look.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Like, it kind of sits back a tad, but no, it's a pretty
it's like
short,
a protective mangrove, and that's why it's set like that.
Yeah, so. And it's beautiful, but it is like, it's not like, you know, there's not really beachfront rooms, if you will. So if you're comparing it to other resorts where you're like literally like there's unobstructed views of the beach like right there where you can just throw a ball and hit the beach. No, it sits back a tad.
I mean, they have a few like that, but yeah.
Yeah, but it just sits back a tad.
Right. Yeah. It's not bad. So.
Like, I wouldn't even think of that. Like, I guess if you're looking at it, right, you've never
been.
Right,
I've had people mention it.
Because you look at it optically and it probably looks that way. I can see that.
Yeah, and again, it is shaped like an L. So if you want to be close to the beach,
a
then you want
L.
to be, like at the top of the capital L.
Yeah, the very top.
Yeah. So let's talk about the rooms. So they actually ended up putting us in like an Inspira section room, but they didn't give us Inspira. So, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But love the rooms here. They're very, you know, chic, modern, Mexican themed. They can be very open. There's a tub right in the middle, or you have doors that you can fully close for privacy in the bathroom too. So if you're a couple of friends traveling, it's fine for that. Love the big soaking tub in the room. And one of the really nice things, and this is just a nice touch that I haven't really, now, like when I think about it, I don't think I've ever really seen it anywhere else. But when you get out of bed in the middle of the night and it's dark in your room to go to the bathroom, the light cuts on at the bottom of the bed.
Oh, yeah. You get that automatic light. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
yeah,
then
it's
kind of
like motion sensored.
Yeah. It's a motion sensored light. So you're not just like walking in the dark at night. So
I think that's a great idea.
It's just like a small touch that I thought was really, really nice. So
I really could have used that on a cruise in 2015.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
We had that interior room, and I woke up.
I think if you go back to a podcast and
this is years ago,
yeah,
I told
like
this story.
2018, 2019, George ended up in his underwear,
locked
out of our cruise ship room at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, that dream where people have where you're naked in public. I lived that, and
he wasn't naked. He was in his boxers.
I was in my boxer briefs and. And I think I had dress socks on.
Who does that?
I mean, we had a lot of wine that evening. Oh, we were at the wine bar on the cruise ship. And we had an interior room. We're just like...
Oh, so now you are going to tell the story?
I don't know. Why not? And
okay, make it quick.
And I get up. I had so much wine before I went to bed. I just passed out. And I got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night because I had so much wine. Had to whiz. And we had an interior cabin on a cruise. And we had all the lights off. And I can't make heads of tails on what door handle is what. I'm halfway awake, probably still a little tipsy from the wine, and I'm wearing what I wear to bed, just my boxer briefs, no shirt, and I happen to have dress socks on, which was helpful at the end of the day. Anyways, so I'm just like muddling through the room, pitch black, tiny room, and I grabbed a door handle, and I thought it was the door handle to the bathroom. There's two door handles in an interior cabin, one to the outside, a hallway, and one to the bathroom. I grabbed the wrong one. And by the time I open the door up, walk into the hallway, and I thought it was the bathroom. So the door shuts behind me, and I'm in the hallway now. Well, now I had to pee really bad, and I'm like, oh my God, I came to, and I was like, I am in the hallway, but I can't really beat on the door because you were sleeping too, and that would have woke up people around me.
Yeah.
So I don't have my wallet. I don't even have identification. I just start running. I was just so scared. I just sprinted down to like try to find a bathroom to relieve myself. Finally found a bathroom, and then I had to walk. I guess the smartest thing I did was I walked up to the top deck to the buffet because I figured at 2 a.m. the buffet's closed. No one's going to be up there. And I remember walking into the buffet area, the sliding glass doors automatically open, and there's two maintenance guys drilling something in the buffet. They were doing a repair, and they both stop and turn and look at me. And I'm about 20 feet away in all my glory, just standing there in my underwear, and they were like, can we help you? And I was like, yes, you can. You can very much help me. I said, I need help.
Yeah.
I said, I need you to call a manager. I'm locked out, and told them the story. They kind of laughed, and they said, go back to your room. And so someone met me down there, and they let me in.
Yeah.
I didn't have to show ID or anything.
I know. That's a lot of...
I was kind of concerned. I was like,
I was going to say, that's kind of a risk, but
I'd love to be let back in, but I don't want to be questioned about what's going on. Because, I mean, you know, I'm sure they're like, hey, are you sleeping around on somebody? Like, what are you, like, how did this happen? Right?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. So now back to the
terrifying,
rooms at Atelier.
The way. Terrifying.
So they have your regular room, so like junior suite, and then you have junior suite ocean view, and then you have the Inspira rooms. So what you get with Inspira is there's a concierge service on arrival. You get a separate check-in and check-out area. There's a bracelet upgrade. Nobody really cares about that. Upgraded rolling bar in your room with premium whiskey, tequila, vodka, and rum. You also get a bottle of champagne in your room on arrival, as well as fruits. You get a pillow menu. There's the Inspira Lounge, Inspira Beach section, the rooftop pool, and the oceanfront pool that we talked about earlier. Concierge, and then you also get butler service in some of the rooms, not all of of them. The Corner Suite gets it, and then there's a few others that are the top ones. And then you get one dinner free at their fine dining restaurant, Maria Dolores, on a stay of 7 nights or more. Free hydrotherapy sessions. You get, I think, 2 free rounds of golf with your stay there.
Oh, you get 2 free rounds of golf if you're in Spira?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's... Yes. This is...
If you do 7 nights, you get 2 free rounds. Otherwise, it's 30% off.
That's still pretty good. I mean, yeah. I would say at this resort, Inspira is definitely worth it. I mean, we price it a lot for our clients. And oftentimes, I see it's pretty close to the... Like, you can actually get a good deal on it. And yeah. I think if you want to play golf, and I think you should get a lot here. I think you should consider
your room is upgraded, too, because the Inspira sections start with the swim-out rooms, which I'll get to those prices in a second. Couple things that I do want to mention. So with the Inspira, they also have a timeshare program that you can buy into. And I just want to warn you about this. When you are checking in, if you are not a travel agent, which they give like travel agents special bracelets so they know, because like there's no point in travel agents buying a timeshare.
Yeah.
So, and also most of us know like it's just not really worth it in my personal opinion. So
for sure.
Here, you will be approached, you know, to go to breakfast and, you know, they want to, you know, offer you some things if you want to listen to their presentation. Just tell them no. And if they are persistent, just tell them you're a travel agent and then they'll leave you alone.
That's a little hack. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always tell people that. And
I've never seen them be very persistent, though.
No, but like even our friend said that, yeah, you know, they did offer it when they arrived and they did call them.
Like, oh,
the
really?
Next morning. Okay. Yes. So just tell them again that you are absolutely not interested. I don't think it's worth it. You know, yes, this is a great resort and I would definitely want to go back every year, but there's also many other places that I want to travel in the world every year. So if you want to just pigeonhole yourself for a lot of money to literally one resort, it's not like they have, you know, any other destinations, then you know, that's what you would be doing. So it's not worth it. Just say no. And if they pressure you, tell them you're a travel agent. So
I think it's a good little tip. Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the rooms really quick. So pricing wise. So I pulled some pricing for September of this year and January. So if you've been a long time listener to this podcast, you've probably heard me talk about like best times of year to travel price wise. So generally speaking, to the Caribbean and Mexico, all inclusive areas, your least expensive time of year to go is going to be September through December, not over a holiday. And then January through April is going to be your most expensive time. But I priced both September and January, and the difference was not huge, to be completely honest with you. So in September, and this is all based on double occupancy, so 2 adults, the room pricing was starting at $447.50 per night.
Okay.
So you're looking at, what's that, basically $225 per person per night. I mean,
that's a great deal.
That's such a good deal.
I really think this is one of the best resort values out there.
Yeah.
In the world. Like, yeah. It's just, you get so much back for that. It's incredible. Like, they should charge double.
Well, let's hope they don't.
I don't want them to. Like, yeah. I hope they're not listening, but I really think it's that good of a deal.
Yeah, so the Inspira rooms are starting in September of this year at $808.50 per night, and that's the Inspira Junior Suite Swim Out. In January, it's starting at $528 per night. So you're only paying about $75 more, roughly, per night. So that's not actually a huge difference. And again, they have heated pools in January, so that's nice.
Because of the heated pools and the value, I think this is a great spot to, if you live in the United States, get out of the cold weather and really go enjoy the warm sunshine and heated pools. I mean, the value's there. You can make a quick trip out of it. Cancun's very accessible from a lot of different airports in the country. Look at this all year you can go here, but I think especially in the winter.
Yeah, so the Inspira room in January was starting at $889 per night. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but this resort's about 40 minutes from the airport. So, you know, it is a great resort. If you are just going to make like a quick 3-4 night trip, it's definitely doable. One other thing that I want to talk about with the resort is the gym, because I get asked that a good number of times. So I like the gym here. I think that there's plenty of equipment. It was usually pretty busy, but we never ever had problems finding equipment, you know, to use or anything like that. It's a good size gym.
Yeah, real good size gym. They have a punching bag, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy Sander, we were hitting the bag after we lifted, and it nearly killed me. I mean, if you're having fun all day and then you wake up early in the morning, you still feel great and you go to breakfast, but then you try to hit the gym, and we always do hit the gym whenever we travel.
Yeah.
But like, you travel with friends, you're having a lot of fun during the day, and we're kind of, you know, cranking it up a little bit more than we usually do during the day because we have friends with us. And then, you're hitting the gym in the morning, that bag, you're hitting the punching bag, that'll wear you out.
Yeah.
You'll be sweating the margaritas for sure.
Yes. So one last thing I want to say, and this is just a fun fact that I came across today. Cancun last year broke a record for the number of arrivals that they had, a number of people arriving there. They had 30 million visitors.
Yeah, and I can tell because they're charging $37 for a margarita at the at the baggage claim Air Margaritaville.
Yeah, don't.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We tried to order two, and
we ordered two margaritas, and he said that'll be $87.
Like 84 bucks, and we're like, what? Like 84 pesos? He's like, no, US. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, so we said, no, thank you.
$84 for two margaritas? So we did get one. Yeah, we're a sucker.
We wanted a Rotarita, so.
You got to have a Rotarita, so we're like, all right, screw it, $37 later. It was okay.
Definitely a waste of money, though.
Yeah, but when in Rome.
Yeah, whatever.
So. I don't know if I'm going to do it again, though. I was like, $37 for a margarita?
Yeah, and he said it was vacation size because it was big.
It was huge. It was the most expensive margarita ever.
Yeah, it definitely was big. But I think that about wraps up, you know, our stay. Atelier 2.0. Again, absolutely love this. This is like one of, I think, the best value adult-only all-inclusives in all of Cancun.
Those
prices you just don't see anywhere else for what you get.
You get top-notch food, top-notch drinks, top-notch service, top-notch ambiance, modern, whatever, everything for a very, very reasonable price. Definitely best value in Cancun. I'm going to say it's best value out there, maybe. Certainly an awesome place. Highly recommend it. Groups, honeymoons, destination weddings, you name it, it's got something for you.
Yes. So,
and be on the lookout for 2024. I really do want to pull off a charity golf tournament, long weekend. If the girls don't want to golf, they can hang out at the swim up bar all day. I know you don't golf. The guys want to golf, they can join me on the golf course, and you come hang out with us for a weekend, raise money for a good cause. And it's priced so well, why not come join us for a weekend?
There you go.
Anyways, all right. That gets us to question of the day. Oh, by the way, guys, before I get to question of the day, if you want more information, reach out to us. I'll put a link in the description below. We're a zero-fee travel agency. We don't charge a dime for our services. And it comes right to Janet. We can help you out. We'll get this resort priced for you. And really, if you're looking at another destination or you don't know where you want to go, we can really help you determine what the best resort is for your travel style.
Yes.
So certainly reach out to us. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And now it's time for question of the day. Question of the day. Here we go. We're jumping right into it. And this question comes from Ask Reddit, but I bet you this came from the viral TikTok thing that happened where the guy was in first class and there's rows of two on an airplane. His wife had a window seat. There was a guy in the aisle seat, but her husband was across from him in the other aisle seat. So there's a gentleman, husband and wife. The husband's in one aisle seat. Then across was an unknown person. And then his wife was sitting next to the unknown person.
Yeah.
So, logically, the guy's like, hey, my wife's not the best flyer. Do you mind trading aisle seats with me? Like, literally trading just across from each other. Same seat, right? Guy says no.
Well, that guy's just kind of being a...
He's kind of being a prick. Like, okay. In my corporate life, I flew first class a lot. Just because when you fly all the time, you do get upgraded. Definitely recommend sticking with one airline if you can. Help with your points. Anyways, first class seating, in my opinion, the unspoken etiquette is anyone can sit anywhere as long as you ask. I have never, ever seen someone deny someone, especially if their wife is right there. First of all, I don't want to sit in between a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the cross communication. There's a benefit to me getting out of the way. You don't know what people are going through. People fight all the time. I don't want to be in the middle. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. But this guy, for whatever reason, did not want to get up. So the question here on Ask Reddit is, what would you do if a passenger on an airplane demanded your seat so they could be next to a family member? Now, the demanded part's kind of
interesting. I was going to say, I mean...
How strong is that?
Yeah, you should never demand it. I think we've had this debate before. I mean, you should never demand it, but you know, if the seat is like apples to apples or better, like why not?
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, if you're asking me to get out of a seat that I paid
upgraded,
an upgraded fare for to then move like two rows back to a non-upgraded. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables there. So if you're if we're talking like, and the reason it matters less in first class because every seat is the same size. Like the seat you get in the windows, same as the aisle. Everyone has room to move, so it's all equal. In economy, it's not that way because you're in there a little bit tighter. And another variable is, am I moving back rows? Because I don't want to move back very far. And then who am I sitting next to now? Let's just say I'm sitting next to, you know, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, like a someone that is sleeping peacefully and they got their headphones on. They're not bothering me. But I have to move back into a row and there's, you know, a bunch of college kids, you know, chatting it up back there.
Yeah.
I might not want to just sit next to the college kids that are going on spring break. I might want to sit next to someone snoring and just peacefully sleeping. So there's a lot of variables there, but
yeah, I would all say it just depends. I mean,
on average, I probably will though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a nice guy. Like I'm not gonna. If you want to sit next to your family member, by all means, you know, I'm not gonna. Now, if you're gonna ask me to sit in a middle seat,
yeah, no,
would you do that? You tell them no.
Yeah, I would tell them no.
I can't tell people no. It's really hard for me.
Yeah, you actually have a very hard time telling people.
I'm the biggest sucker.
No, like, George is absolutely the biggest sucker, and I am. Absolutely not.
If you guys see me on a plane and you want my seat, you just tap my shoulder.
I've gotten a lot better. I have more of a filter on now, but I used to not have as much of a filter. But
I know. Well, you don't have a filter with me. You beat me up a lot.
Oh, that is not true.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, I mean, I would change if it was, you know, apples to apples. So
first class, I don't care if you're moving me back from the front row to the back row in first class. Take the seat. I don't care. It's all apples. It's all even. Coach, I understand, you know, if you're asking me to move back a significant amount of rows, I might have to consider that. Who am I sitting next to? I'm going to consider that. Am I being put in a middle seat? Not a fan of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. That. Yeah.
Like, the point is, I guess here's a good, I'm getting the finger wheel, but let me finish this one point, is now your finger wheel made me lose my train of thought. I had a great point.
You literally are repeating everything that you just said. So
I was teeing myself up for this fantastic thought I had on the topic.
Okay.
And now you just finger wheeled it out of my brain. You just put my brain in a blender.
I think it's time to move on to the next.
That was you turning the blender. You just
blended. I'm about to do it again.
My brain's in a blender right now. I'm in a total. Okay, I'm out of whack. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Guess the Instagram followers, because I've been finger wheeled to death over here. Jason Mraz, this guy, I thought he was more of a one-hit wonder. You said he's got a lot more songs. I'm sure he does. Anyways, Jason Mraz, probably mostly famous for his song in 2008, I'm Yours.
Yeah.
Very good song to listen to. It's good beach music.
Yeah.
I'm Yours. So given that I think he's more of a one-hit wonder, you think he's more popular, how many Instagram followers do you think Jason Mraz has?
I think he has 7.8 million.
Oh, that's pretty high. Okay, that's actually, the highest guess you've had.
I'm going to revise that. I think he has 2.8.
Whoa, you went from 7 to 2.8. Yeah. Did I change your mind that quickly?
No, 2.8. That's my final answer.
I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go a little higher.
Uh-oh.
I think this, if he's active on Instagram, I could see him having a lot. So I think, depending on his activity level, he could fall real low or real high. I think there's a wide range here. You said 2.8. I'm going to go 3.75. And drum roll, please, why the finger wheel turns. Jason Mraz. He is at Jason_Mraz, M-R-A-Z. And my computer's loading. I'm getting a finger wheel on the computer now, as well as...
I can pull it up on my phone. I think it'll be quicker.
I've got it right here. Here we go. At Jason Mraz, 1.3 million followers.
Okay.
Winner, Janet. Winner, chicken dinner.
There we go.
He posts a lot, 2,000 posts. Anyways, that's a show, guys. ding for Janet. And
if you want any more information on anything you've heard today, please feel free to reach out. If you'd like a quote, we'd love to help you. Again, we don't charge any fees for our services. We'll handle all the booking process for you, help you with off-site things to do, as well as, you know, on-site activities for whatever you know, destination that you're planning. We'll help you with flights. And also, should anything go wrong during your travels, including flight issues, we can also help you through that. And again, we don't charge any fees for our services. So if you'd like more information, go to PennyakTravel.com, click request a quote, comes directly to me, or give us a call 1-800-674-3278.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully I'm on the next podcast. I might be getting fired after this from the boss, but no. I'm kidding. Anyways, we love you guys. We'll see you next time. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next time.
See you next time.